Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week. First, last week's full moon was cool. Man, it was a supermoon, which means it looked a little bit bigger and brighter than usual. That happens when the moon is full near perigee, and all this is pretty roughly. The moon actually was fullest at about 10:30 a.m., on Saturday morning, which means it looked great on Friday night. It looked great on Saturday night, and it's near perigee right now, which means it's at its closest point to Earth in its orbit. You put the two together, and we get a term called supermoon. All that means, it happens all the time, and all that means is that the moon looks a tiny little fraction of a bit brighter and bigger than usual, imperceptibly so, but our imaginations are great. So if you feel like it looked bigger and brighter, that's why. It was the first of three in a row. So that's cool. We've got two more of those coming up over the next 2 months. But next month is going to be especially cool because it's a total lunar eclipse as well. So when moonrise happens with the full moon next month, September 27th, we're going to get to see it rise as a blood moon. So I guess we're going to have a super blood moon. That's a new phrase, by the way, as well. Just when the moon looks reddish during a total lunar eclipse, people started calling it a blood moon. So next month we get a super blood moon. This month we just got a supermoon, and that's exciting stuff. It's cool to see. The moon is our largest satellite, and we see it because sunlight reflects off its surface. It's actually a dark gray, but the sunlight is so bright that it looks crazily bright to us. The moon is lit up really, really brightly. It's not the only satellite that sunlight reflects off of. Sunlight also reflects off every satellite around Earth. The thousands of satellites that work as communication satellites and spy satellites and telescopes and all that stuff. The thousands of satellites that don't work anymore, and then lots of pieces of space junk. We can see those because sunlight reflects off them. Tonight, we get a cool one. We get an Iridium flare, which is called a constellation of satellites. They're the group of satellites that are used for satellite phones. They're called Iridium satellites, and they have these big, flat antennas on them that act like mirrors. So if you're in the path of sunlight that's glinting off those mirrors, these things flare up and look really bright for a second. These things happen all the time. If you want to see them, you can go to a website called heavens-above.com to find out exactly when and where to look for these. But tonight we get a good one that's going to be relatively easy to remember. It's going to be 8:15 p.m. on the nose tonight. You're going to look due north. That's another thing. It's easy. Look north. 8:15 tonight, a third of the way up the sky. So 8:15 tonight, third of the way up the sky, due north. We're going to get to see one of these Iridium flares that's going to we'll be able to see it, and then it's going to flare up to be brighter than anything else in the sky at that time. And it's going to be even brighter if you live a little bit further west than downtown Reno. So if you live in, like, Verde, you're going to get a really, really bright Iridium flare tonight because you're right in the middle of that path of the narrow beam of reflected sunlight. So that's cool. Sunlight reflecting off satellites this week is the big deal thing going on. If you have questions about this, if you forgot what time and what direction I just said to look, call us at the planetarium. Call our front desk at 784-4812. We're happy to chat about this stuff, tell you the times and dates and directions to look. You can also visit us in person at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. And best yet, you can come and see us in person. We love chatting about these kind of things. And you can catch a show while we're here. We hope to see you around and keep looking up.